Love music. Live sport. Let's hear it for the girls with Maury McGonigal and special guests on Rock Sport Radio.
Good evening and welcome, folks, to Rock Sport Radio. It's Tuesday night. I'm Maury McGonigal and this is Let's Hear It for the Girls. Tonight we are going to welcome back Charlene Joyner, team sprint medalist at 2010 Commonwealth Games and now embarking on a whole new career with your own organisation, Charlene, Dynamic Fitness. So welcome and look forward to hearing your stories.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Also, I'm Charlene Jones now.
Well, you know, I was going to ask you that question because obviously I knew you got married, but I wondered if you were still keeping your own name. So Charlene Jones, actually that's my daughter's name and my granddaughter's name. So we've got a Gina, a Bethany and a Holly Jones as well.
Good name.
So lovely to have you here. And as always, I'd love you to join us as we look back in the sporting week. We'll have your take on that. And then we'll get down to hearing about what's happened in the past, 12, 18 months?
Yeah, so much. Crazy. So much. Let's get going.
Because we've only got an hour.
I know, I could probably talk an hour on every single topic here.
Oh, dear. OK, I'll keep my eye on the clock. Right, let's start with the roundup. I'm going to start with beach volleyball because it was a win for Lynn Beattie and Mel Coutts over Switzerland 2-1 to qualify for the single elimination phase of the FIVB Beach Tour in Vaduz. Both were delighted to move forward and tweeted, "What a week at the Beach Arena Vaduz for FIVB Beach Volleyball World Tour." And they both stated that they were proud of their ninth win against Switzerland, adding, "Winning at this level is never easy. You have to battle so hard for every point." It's strange. It's a bit like deja vu for Charlene because we spoke a lot about them last year and obviously in the run-up to the games because of the hard training they had to do on the Portobello Beach at 5 a.m. in the morning. So they're obviously back in the swing. They've had their summer and they're back. So good luck to them as they go forward this year. Now on to badminton. And due to a mistake in the draw process in the women's singles at the World Championships, Scotland's Kirsty Gilmer was informed that she would not be playing against Sabrina Xhaka, but would be meeting Japan's Sayaka Takahashi. So the tournament will commence the 19th of August and continues till the 25th. Kirsty said, "It's strange to have to get my head around playing someone new, but it's fine. It would have been nice to play against Sabrina on her home turf. Now I'll need to do some homework and set my sights on Takahashi. We've played a few good times, so I'll be sharpening up what's worked well in the past against her and what I can improve on." How much of a setback would that be for Kirsty as an athlete, you know, when you've got your mind primed into one area, meeting one opponent, to find that it's changed? What impact would that have, Charlene?
I mean, yeah, it's a shame that, you know, they've made the mistake and we know that mistakes happen. But yeah, Kirsty must have done a lot of preparation on her opponent to start. However, as an athlete, you've got to be aware, you've got to know that these mistakes can happen and you've got to think quick. And as she said, you know, she's played our new opponent before, so she'll be able to look back and do her preparation. She's still got time, so I'm sure she's not going to let that get to her head too much. Yeah, you know, you've got to be aware that these things can happen, so I'm sure she'll be fine.
Well, I'm sure if you're in a competition process and it's an elimination, you're not going to know who you're going to meet next until that's actually happened. So,
exactly.
But I think, you know, when you have got the time and you have done all the homework and suddenly it changes, you think to yourself, but, you know, let's see. Kirsty's one of the hardest working athletes I know, so
yeah.
Good luck to it, and hopefully it doesn't have an impact on her. So we're going to go on to rowing now, and Megan Hewitson and Abigail Topp from Aberdeen Schools Rowing Association won their B final of the Junior Women's Coxless Pair at the 2019 World Rowing Junior Championships in Tokyo. The Great Britain pair executed a perfectly timed push from the 1,000 metres point in the race to row through the USA and Lithuania to win their final by clear water. But what an amazing thing for young schoolgirls to do, and well done to them. On to cricket now, and Scotland have now recorded 3 wins out of 4 in the women's T201 quadrangular series between Thailand, Netherlands, Ireland and Scotland. After a 74-run defeat to Thailand in the opening fixture of the women's quadrangular, Scotland fought back to secure 5 runs DLS win over Netherlands and ended with a win over Thailand, halting Thailand's unbeaten streak with a 5-wicket win. So this comes at a time when the ICC Women's T20 World Cup qualifier is going to take place on home soil from the 31st of August to the 7th of September. And as we go through time, we'll get a bit more info on that for anyone who wants to go out and watch it. I think it's in Fife, and that's only from memory. And memory's not the best thing, Charlene, so I can't really say. So we'll find out and we'll let you know in the next few weeks. On to hockey now, and amazingly, Scotland were backed by huge home support with the Women's Euro Hockey Championship in Glasgow at the National Hockey Centre last weekend. And they had a 2-1 victory over Italy, which was their last game. But the Tartan Hearts had already gained promotion back to the top level of European hockey. And then they finished off the tournament with a gold medal, which I think is amazing. And it comes on the back, I think, of the 21s being very successful and the over 55s Masters having a successful time as well. And hockey's something that's quite close to your heart, Charlene.
Yeah, you know, since stopping cycling, I've actually taken hockey up again.
Right.
I know some of the Scotland girls and ended up, you know, texting them, you know, which club in Glasgow should I go to, you know, which one? And I've ended up at Glasgow Accies. But yeah, a lot of our team went to support the girls at the, it was in Glasgow Green.
Oh,
so
that's brilliant, isn't it?
Absolutely amazing to see them win, you know, on home turf. It was just, you know, they looked so happy. They've obviously worked very hard and all their hard work's paid off. But yeah, you know, hockey's always been close to my heart. Played it before cycling.
I was going to say, was it something you did at school?
Yeah, did it at school. Yeah. And big sister Kerry, she played under 18 Scotland as well. All my nieces, I've got lots of nieces. Some of them, actually a lot, 90% of them, I've got 5 nieces here.
So that's
play hockey.
Four.
Four out of 5 play
you're
hockey.
You're making life difficult for yourself. No. You're doing the math. 90%. Yeah, I have to say that hockey was a sport that interested me at school. I like the physicality of it. I also like that you had the stick. You know,
yeah.
It wasn't just you. Didn't go anywhere with it. But if I had to choose a sport, that would have been my sport, and it was my son's sport because again, there doesn't seem to be the same. People don't look upon it as being a male or a female sport. It's a sport, which is great. And my son played it for years and years. And that's where his close friends still come from when he played hockey all those years ago.
Amazing.
So it's great, isn't it, in terms of that. So
great team sport. Yeah, you can really make some good friends in a team sport, and hockey's great for that.
Yeah, so I have to say a huge well done to everyone at hockey because they've had some really big tournaments one after the other. And they've come on top of all of them. So a little shout out for Alicia Rees in athletics. She's from the Edinburgh Leon Baptist Club and she was called up for the women's 4x100 metre relay and gets her first senior GB vest for the European Team Championships Super League 2019 in Poland. And lastly, and not least, and I'm sure we're going to have loads to talk about this, cycling. Before we go on to what the big event of the weekend was, let's talk about cross-country and Isla Short, as she was amongst the finishers in the penultimate cross-country race of the UCI Mountain Bike World Cup, with a strong 14th place finish. Commenting on this, Isla said, "Mountain biking, you continue to lift me to the highest places and break my heart on a weekly basis. But my God, the good days make every second worth it. 14th and a career best at Lenzerheide World Cup." Comments on that, Charlie?
Yeah, I know Isla very well. She's a fantastic mountain bike rider at racer, and she's honestly, she's been through a lot. You know, she's broken her back twice, and she's had lots of injuries that have come in her way. But she's always, these have kind of just been obstacles for her and made her stronger and tougher. And it's really fantastic to see her get a 14th place at World Cup. I mean, that's a UCI World Cup. That's just fantastic for her. I'm so chuffed for her. You know, she's Scottish and, you know, she's working her way into that GB team. I'm sure it won't be long before she secures a place there.
Oh, that would be fabulous. I think we have quite a few good female mountain bikers, Mariah. I mean, what about the sisters, Kirsty and Kerry McPhee? Are they mountain bikers?
Yeah, Kerry McPhee just at the weekend there on Sunday won the Scottish Championships.
Well done, Kerry.
She's great. And you know, Kirsty as well is doing really well. There's lots of females getting on the bike.
Yeah, and there's a lot of work being done by Scottish Cycling as well to encourage more women on the bikes. But but let's talk about the weekend as part of our roundup, because Women's Tour of Scotland, the inaugural Women's Tour of Scotland came. It kicked off in Dundee on the Friday. And unfortunately, as we all know, the weather was just not kind to them at all. In fact, the race had to be cancelled. And some of the photographs you could see, it was absolutely horrendous. I mean, it was flooding and just a danger to health. Second day, Glasgow, beautiful sunshine, Scottish weather. I was there myself watching them. And it was great to see not only the professional riders there, but there's about 50 women from a scheme that Glasgow Breeze. City Council ran. It was women on bikes through Breeze, who kicked off, started off, and it was an amazing spectacle. And I mean, George Square is just so set up for things like that, you know, bringing people together into the city. And I think that was a great day. And then the Sunday, it was not bad weather as well.
Torrential.
Oh, sorry, was it? I must have slept through Sunday. Was it? Now, Sunday was... what leg was that?
Edinburgh. Third last, so...
And there was so much planned for the public to get involved in as well, which it really is a shame because it was a fabulous spectacle.
Yeah, I mean, the first stage started in Dundee and then finished in Dunfermline, and that one had to be abandoned. Then the second stage, as you said, started in Glasgow, and that was great. It went over the Duke's Pass and then towards Perth, where it finished in Perth, and it was just absolutely a beautiful day. And do you know what the most amazing thing about it was? Over the Duke's Pass, this big climb, one of the Queen of the Mountains, there were people that had cycled out, stopped their bikes, lining the whole road up the Duke's Pass. It was just phenomenal. And the weather did make a big difference. That's why they were there, you know, and that was the difference between the Saturday and the Sunday, because there were really nice climbs and things on the Sunday, but it literally was just torrential and there was flooding and it was just such bad luck because we've had such good weather recently. And then it just decided, you know, the heavens just decided to open up over the weekend. But glad we got the Saturday.
Yeah, well, I'm going to speak to you a wee bit more about your involvement, but just let's say that Leah Thomas won the first ever Women's Tour of Scotland, and it was a clinical sprint to cap off a frantic finish in Edinburgh's Holyrood Park. So she was wearing the Motorola Solutions Queen of the Sprint jerseys, and she showed impressive power to edge off an elite group of riders in the Bunch Sprint. The American not only took the overall crown at the inaugural event, but also kept hold of the Motorola Solutions Queen of the Sprints jersey. And I believe one of the jerseys was made from recycled plastic, so it was very sort of trying to be very sort of environmentally friendly as well. But I think we also had Anna Shackley secured the best Scottish rider.
Yeah, I mean, that was phenomenal. She's only 18.
Uh-huh.
She is just such a great prospect. And, you know, she's enjoying her bike. She's doing a bit of track, a bit of road. And, you know, I spoke to her. We did this promo ride over the Duke's Pass and she was there. I had no idea who she was. She just popped out of nowhere. And she was riding beside me, and then I'm like, oh, who's this little girl? And then we're going up this climb, and then she starts pulling away, and I'm like, wow, she's really strong, man. And then, like, try to keep up with them.
So which team was she with?
She was Scotland.
So she was with Katie Archibald and Jenny Hall?
Jenny Hall, Katie Archibald, Mia Evans, Jen George and Sophie Langford.
That's a great future for the future of Scottish cycling, is it not? What
she's a
few great names there.
Rider,
excellent. I think you obviously had a part to play in this, and we could talk about this, but what I thought was great about this is when they brought it to Scotland, they made a commitment that it would be an equal organisation in terms of the fee that they paid. It would be similar to what they would pay out to a male, and it was £50,000, I think, for the winner. I mean, you must think that is a great move forward, do you know it?
Yes, I mean, it's just amazing that you know, Scotland's managed to pull it together and create this inaugural event. And, you know, really, I just... You know, I'm almost speechless because it was... I wish that it happened when I was racing.
Yes.
And I'm so delighted for the future of women's cycling in in the world that it's actually happened, and they've got it in Scotland now, and I believe it's going to be a yearly thing. So, you know, the prize money, you know, £50,000 is just phenomenal for, you know, for the winning team. It's just
yeah, I was
amazing.
Contacted early on by Darren Clayton from Zeus Events, who were the holders of the tournament. And we had a cup of tea, we had a chat, you know, and he was saying that, you know, like to catch up with so-and-so. And the thing was, Scotland being so small, you could point them in the right direction and he could get to meet the people. And he was fascinated, particularly having worked in football for a while. There's a lot of people that move on to other sports that you still know and you keep in touch with. And I hopefully will catch up with him again just to get his feedback and what he thought. But barring the weather, I thought it was absolutely amazing.
It was just phenomenal. And I think, you know, you see the posts and the comments from the riders after, just saying, you know, it was such a great event and the roads were great. I mean, there was a little bit of flooding, but you know, the organisation and what it took to set up this event was massive, and all the riders made it really exciting. The racing, you know, came down to that last sprint. I mean, Leah wasn't in the leader's jersey until that last sprint, and she'd picked up all the time bonuses on the way, which was very exciting.
Well, I think, you know, we're talking about the equality in terms of the fee, but if we look at the Forbes have come out this week, I think it was, to talk about the 10 best paid sportswomen, and seemingly they're earning less this year than they were in 2018, and some of the stats here are pretty interesting. So out of the top 100 sports people, there's only one female, that's Serena Williams, and she's sitting at 63. And in the top 10 females, apart from the top three earners, the rest in the field have had a drop in their income this year. What does that say to you?
I mean, it's just a bit, I find it a bit strange that it's going backwards. I'm not sure why. I have no idea why.
Do you think perhaps there's a finite amount of money as more women come up, rather than adding to the money? It's, you know, divided between them. What could be the reason?
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Brexit. I mean, you can blame everything on that, really.
Blame on the Brexit. That should be a song. I think when you find that in 2019, the highest overall earner was Barcelona's Lionel Messi, who made almost, and it sounds so much better in dollars, $100 million. And it's only £82.3 million in pounds. It's only that in pounds. But that, sorry, he made, that was what he made more than Serena Williams. It's actually what he made. Yeah, there's, you know, to me there's a school of thought that, why are we putting so much money into the one area? Let's take that down a bit and spread it around a bit, and let's get a much more diverse and inclusive sporting field for everyone. But listen, thank you for joining me for the roundup. We're going to have a little break. But just before we go, just a reminder, if you're out there listening and you've got news, you've got results, you've got competitions, you've got anything that you would like us to mention on Let's Hear It for the Girls, get in touch through our social media. Now, I know out there it's not difficult for women in sport because we use social media all the time. So find us at RockSport on Twitter, RockSport on Facebook. You can find us. We're not making it that difficult, but we ain't going to make it that easy. So get in touch, let us know what's happening, and come back after a short break and we're going to hear all about Charlene.
Love music. Live sport. Let's hear it for the girls with Maureen McGonigal and special guests on Rock Sport Radio.